the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya wal-Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to another morning with Madani Channel, another morning of Rise and Shine, and more importantly, this program Rise and Shine, we shall also be remembering Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had many attributes. Today we shall be speaking about one of those, inshallah. One of those brilliant, superb, incredible characteristics of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wa ala alaihi wasallam. As to which one this is, my dear viewers, I'm not going to give that away, well, immediately. But alhamdulillah, as you are aware, we always begin by listening to the beautiful verses of the glorious Quran. My dear viewers, alhamdulillah, we have begun listening to the Quran. And let's, inshallah, azzawajal, continue to listen to the Quran. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ
میں اللہ تعالیٰ کی پناہ میں آتا ہوں شیطانِ مردود سے.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا.
وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسُ قَالُوا أنؤمن كما آمن السفهاء ألا إنهم هم السفهاء ولكن لا يعلمون.
اور جب ان سے کہا جائے ایمان لاؤ جیسے اور لوگ ایمان لائے ہیں تو کہیں کیا ہم احمقوں کی طرح ایمان لے آئیں, سنتا ہے وہی احمق ہیں مگر جانتے نہیں.
وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا وَإِذَا خَلَوْا إِلَى شَيَاطِينِهِمْ قَالُوا إِنَّا مَعْكُمْ إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُسْتَهْزِئُونَ.
اور جب ایمان والوں سے ملے تو کہیں ہم ایمان لائے, اور جب اپنے شیطانوں کے پاس اکیلے ہوں تو کہیں ہم تمہارے ساتھ ہیں, ہم تو یوں ہی ہنسی کرتے ہیں.
اللہ يستهزئ بهم ويمدهم في طغيانهم يعمهون.
اللہ ان سے استہزاء فرماتا ہے جیسا اس کی شان کے لائق ہے, اور انہیں ڈھیل دیتا ہے کہ اپنی سرکشی میں بھٹکتے رہیں.
اولئک الذین اشتروا الضلالۃ بالہدى فما ربحت تجارتهم وما كانوا مهتدين.
یہ وہ لوگ ہیں جنہوں نے ہدایت کے بدلے گمراہی خریدی تو ان کا سودا کچھ نفع نہ لایا, اور وہ سودے کی راہ جانتے ہی نہیں.
مثلهم كمثل الذي استوقد نارا فلما أضاءت ما حوله ذهب الله بنورهم وتركهم في ظلمات لا يبصرون.
ان کی کہاوت اس کی طرح ہے جس نے آگ روشن کی تو جب اس سے آس پاس سب جگمگا اٹھا اللہ ان کا نور لے گیا اور انہیں اندھیریوں میں چھوڑ دیا کہ کچھ نہیں سوجھتا.
فهم لا يرجعون أو كصيب من السماء فيه ظلمات ورعد وبرق يجعلون أصابعهم فيه الصواعق حذر الموت والله محيط بالكافرين.
بہرے، گونگے، اندھے تو وہ پھر آنے والے نہیں، یا جیسے آسمان سے اترتا پانی کہ اس میں اندھیریاں ہیں اور گرج اور چمک، اپنے کانوں میں انگلیاں ٹھوس رہے ہیں کڑک کے سبب موت کے ڈر سے، اور اللہ کافروں کو گھیرے ہوئے ہے.
یکاد البرق یخطف ابصارهم کلما اضاء لهم مشوا فیه وَإِذَا أَظْلَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ قَامُوا وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَذَهَبَ بِسَمْعِهِمْ وَأَبْصَارِهِمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ.
بجلی یوں معلوم ہوتی ہے ان کی نگاہیں اچک لے جائے گی، جب کچھ چمک ہوئی اس میں چلنے لگے، اور جب اندھیرا ہوا کھڑے رہ گئے، اور اگر اللہ چاہتا تو ان کے کان اور آنکھیں لے جاتا، بے شک اللہ سب کچھ کر سکتا ہے.
صدق اللہ العظیم.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم. دی ویورز آف مدنی چینل، یو آر واچنگ رائز اینڈ شائن دس مارننگ. Alhamdulillah, this program is brought to you each and every single day of the week, Mondays to Fridays. Now, many viewers of Madani channel, we have listened to the glorious Quran. We have listened to the verses of the glorious Quran. Please try to make it a regular practice of yours to listen to the Quran every single morning. And you can listen to it, inshallah, on Rise and Shine every single morning. But also what you should do, more importantly, something which is even better, is if you were to yourself open up the glorious Quran and read, inshallah, undoubtedly there are more blessings. You are looking at it too. You are touching the glorious Quran, blessings and reward in that too. And my dear viewers of Madani channel, after having listened to the glorious Quran, we move on to the Na'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in reality, what we must understand is that the Quran itself is a Na'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah azza wa jalla shall be a topic for another day, my dear viewers. But let's listen to a Na'at of the greatest of mankind, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم.
اللہ کی سرتاب قدم شان ہے یہ، انسان نہیں انسان وہ انسان ہے یہ. قرآن تو ایمان بتاتا ہے انہیں، ایمان یہ کہتا ہے میری جان ہے یہ. صلی اللہ علیک یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا حبیب اللہ. میری الفت مدینے سے یوں ہی نہیں، میری الفت مدینے سے یوں ہی نہیں، میرے آقا کا روزہ مدینے میں ہے. میری الفت مدینے سے یوں ہی نہیں، میرے آقا کا روزہ مدینے میں ہے. میں مدینے کی جانب دا کیسے کھچوں، میں مدینے کی جانب
بدا کیسے کھچوں میرا دین اور دنیا مدینے میں ہے میں مدینے کی جانب نہ کیسے کھچوں میرا دین اور دنیا مدینے میں ہے پھر مجھے موت کا کوئی خطرہ نہ ہو موت کیا زندگی کی بھی پرواہ نہ ہو موت کیا زندگی کی بھی پرواہ نہ ہو کاش ایک بار سرکار مجھ سے کرے کاش ایک بار سرکار مجھ سے کرے اب تیرا جینا مرنا مدینے میں ہے کاش ایک بار سرکار مجھ سے کہے اب تیرا جینا مرنا مدینے میں ہے عرش اعظم پہ جس کی بڑی شان میں روضہ مصطفیٰ جس کی پہچان ہے روضہ مصطفیٰ جس کی پہچان ہے جس کا ہم پلہ کوئی محلہ نہیں جس کا ہم پلہ کوئی محلہ نہیں مدینے میں ہے جس کا پلہ کوئی محلہ نہیں ایک ایسا محلہ مدینے میں ہے جب نظر ہوئے تھے اب رہوں گا یہاں کس لیے میں مدیر اب رہوں گا یہاں کس لیے میرا سارا اثاثہ مدینے میں ہے میں مدیر اب رہوں گا یہاں سارا اثاثہ مدینے میں ہے میری الفت مدینے سے یوں ہی نہیں میرے آقا کا روضہ مدینے میں ہے میں مدینے کی جانب نہ کیسے کھینچوں میرا دین اور دنیا مدینے میں ہے
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. The viewers of Madani Channel, you are watching Rise and Shine this morning. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, we have listened to the glorious Quran, the recitation of the Quran, the Naat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And now, as usual, we shall go to our main topic. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, amongst the many qualities, one of the beautiful attributes, characteristics of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was his generosity. Yes, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was generous. He wasn't only just generous, he was very, very, extremely generous. His generosity was outstanding. The generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam completely overpowered the generosity of any other man. No doubt about it. The generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was something which is in a way unimaginable. Now, whenever we think of generosity, we think of a rich person, and this rich person, he's always giving, but that rich person is also living in, you know, some sort of palace and some sort of luxury home, and he's his ownership, he has businesses, or he's very, very rich, however, whether it's royalty, whatever it may be. But he's very, very rich, and he's giving to other people. He gives to the poor, he even gives to the rich. This is what we think of when we think of generosity. But my dear viewers, the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a little different. Well, I can't even say a little different. It is completely on another level. It is superior than the generosity of any other person. But it's different. It's a different type of generosity. Not that it's metaphysical, that it's not physical. No, my dear viewers, yes, it's physical. Physically, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would give. But the beautiful thing about the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that he would keep nothing for himself. Really, from amongst the things, and there's so much, but the most beautiful of them all is that he would keep nothing for himself. He himself was, we don't say he was not rich, but apparently he was not rich. If we talk about wealth, then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given everything. He owned the world. If he was speaking about the wealth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the real wealth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet ﷺ did have the option. He could have lived like a king. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have given him everything. Even the people of Quraysh, when they asked him to stop inviting people towards Islam, they asked him to stop his propagating of his message. They offered him wealth. They offered him the kingship too. They said, "We will make you a king." The Prophet ﷺ did not wish to be a king. Although he did not require them to make him a king. If he wished to be a king, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have made him a king. Undoubtedly, he was the king of all kings, but he's not a king. He was not a king as we imagine a king to be, with a palace, with a throne, you know, with a crown. No. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, apparently, he was not rich. He did not possess much money. He did not possess much wealth. He did not have a throne. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his throne was his bedstead, made of those acacia trees and woven with, you know, strings, my dear viewers, which when he would lay down on it, when he would lay down to sleep, and when he would get up from there, then it would leave marks on his body. It would leave marks on the blessed body of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That was his throne. The palace of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a simple, you could say, construction, small construction. That's all it was. It wasn't even a house where, you know, there's many rooms or anything like this. No. That was the palace of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His crown was the Imam al-Sharif. He would have a simple piece of cloth wrapped around him. This was the garments of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In fact, once a lady came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and she said that, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I have woven this with my own hands, Ya Rasulullah. This is for you, Ya Rasulullah, a gift." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he accepted the gift. Whenever you are given a gift, you should accept it. And he said that he had this red shawl wrapped around himself. He was wearing it one day, and a companion, he sees Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And he says, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, can I have that?" The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Yes." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leaves. And he later sends this folded to the companion, that same companion who had asked. Now other companions around, they said that, "Why did you even ask the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Why did he?" The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not there. The other companions, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had sent the shawl to that companion, they said, "Why did he even ask the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam?" And they said that, you know, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam never says no to anybody. You know that when you were going to ask him who was to give you that, and you've seen that somebody had just come and gifted that to him, why did you ask him?" And that person, he replies, he says that, "But Allah, the only reason I asked was," and subhanAllah, this is a beautiful lesson of his almighty views. He says, "But Allah, the only reason I asked was because I wish for this to be my shroud when I die. I wish for this to go into the grave with me." And that companion says about Allah, that did go into the grave with him. Now my dear viewers, subhanAllah, just from this little parable you can say, so many lessons. One, the companions knew Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would never say no. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whenever he was asked for anything, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would give it. We were speaking about the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But another is that generally, even you yourself, you wouldn't like to ask. If you know somebody has only been given, let's just say somebody has a little amount of food they've just been given, you wouldn't like to ask for that food with them. You would think, you know, they've only just been given food themselves. Why should I ask for them? You know, why should I ask them for food? So undoubtedly, it wasn't easy for this companion to ask the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But it shows the belief of the companions, that they knew that by taking this shawl, it's not just that I'm asking for a shawl, it's not any normal shawl, I can take a shawl from somebody else. But this is the shawl of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is barakah in this shawl, in this shawl. And even that thing which feels uncomfortable for them, yet they would do such. Why? Because they love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam so much. And they knew that this shall be, it's a relic, isn't it? You know, somebody could say that, why not just, why that shawl? It's just a shawl. It's another piece of cloth, isn't it? You're going to be shrouded with a piece of cloth anyway. Why that one? Because they knew that this possesses a link, an association to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And there is barakah within that. For this reason, although he would have felt uncomfortable, but yet he asked the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And my dear viewers, we also learn the lesson, the apparent, the easy, something which you can understand from this is that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not have much himself. In fact, it's even said that he actually needed that cloth. But yet, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, He would not say no. My dear viewers, He would never say no. Let's go to our daily reminder, inshallah, and then we shall continue with this discussion, with this about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most generous of mankind, of any kind, the most generous of all creation, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
My dear Islamic brothers, your neighbors have rights upon you, so please do not be disturbing them. We head to the masjid, and to get into the masjid, we park our cars over people's driveways. Or we come home late at night, making a noise, waking up our neighbours. My dear Islamic brothers, our neighbours have rights over us. The community here in the UK is a mixed community. And if we are to take the message of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the wider community, then we have to be ambassadors for this deen. We have to go out there and emulate the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Quran and Sunnah. So my dear Islamic brothers, spare a thought for your neighbors.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers, you are watching Rise and Shine, mashallah. That was our daily reminder. And yes, that topic we have only discovered about a week or so ago. But as we mentioned, we need these constant reminders. You know, I'm sitting here every single day speaking about a different topic. But mashallah, just hearing that, it's another reminder. It's another reminder that how should I treat my neighbors? How should you treat your neighbors? How should you not treat them too? And this is something we really, really need to contemplate or think about, my dear viewers. We're speaking of the greatest of mankind, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam. Now, as for the one who would care for the wealth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this was none other than Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now, alhamdulillah, this is the beauty of Islam, that whenever we think of Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we think of that person who used to be a slave. That person who used to be a slave and he was freed. With the wealth of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was freed and he was tortured so much. Why? Because he had accepted Islam. He was tortured so much that, you know, his back was placed in the hot desert ground and a rock placed, a huge boulder placed on top of his stomach in the scorching sun. When we think of Bilal, this is what we think about, Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And it was that same Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu who was of the lowest of the low. That same Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu who was a slave and who was being tortured, who was being treated like an object. It was that same Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu who, when he had accepted Islam and when Makkah al-Mukarramah had been opened, then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had asked him to call the azan, and he had climbed upon the Ka'batul Musharrafah. Upon the Ka'batul Musharrafa, my dear viewers, and he called the azan. This is the beauty of Islam. And it was this same Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu who would deal with the wealth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some people will be thinking, how would he be able to deal with the wealth? This is one of the brilliances, my dear viewers. There was close to no wealth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And whenever I say the Prophet had no wealth, or he was not rich, or He had nothing. This is apparently, and I must reiterate this. I must say this again. Why? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had whatever he wished, whatever he desired, whatever he wished for, he could have got. If he wished to be a king, he could have been a king. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah ta'ala would grant Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wealth, but Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam never kept the wealth. And mashallah, subhanAllah, we find such a beautiful example. That he, Hazrat Bilal radhiyallahu anhu himself, he says, somebody approached him, asking him. And Hazrat Bilal radhiyallahu anhu, he says that, I myself, and this was in Halab, this was in Syria. Later on he was approached by somebody. And he says, I used to deal with the expenses of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Somebody would come and ask Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for something, and he would never reject them. Even if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had no money, even if he had no wealth at the time, he would still not reject somebody. But he would send me and he would say to me, go borrow some money and give this person what he asks for. And this is what Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu would do. If the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had something, he would give it. Even if he did not have anything, he would still give. And this is the beauty of it, my dear viewers. Really, we must think honestly that whatever generosity a person has, whatever sense of generosity a person has, these limits, meaning he would give, but when would he give? When he's not in need of that wealth? Or it's like some extra wealth, and he would give, like for example, you know, we sometimes consider ourselves generous. Those clothes which we no longer use, we'll give them to the poor. We'll say, this is our generosity, we are being generous, we are giving. And there is the generosity of that person who, from his own wealth, will give money. Then there's the generosity of an individual who will give possibly a huge amount of wealth. And there are some people who will give half of all their wealth. There are some people who will give more, but there's a limit even then, my dear viewers. When now it's becoming difficult for the person himself, then a person thinks, how much wealth can I really give? I actually need to look after myself too. I need to look after my own family too. So then he'll say, look, I would have given it to you. Somebody was to ask him, he'll say, I would have given it to you, but at this moment, I myself am also struggling. I'm also in a bit of a difficult situation. And you have, you know, this is like the peak of generosity. But then there are the companions. Now undoubtedly the generosity of the companions is something which is on a total different level. You know, nothing anybody else can compare to. The generosity of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who possessed 40,000 dinars or so when he had accepted Islam. And he had given every single one of it, of those, in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger. The generosity of Hazrat Umar and Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. When Hazrat Umar radhiyallahu anhu, he took half of his entire wealth and he gave it. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, everything, all of his wealth, he had given it. These are those people who were around the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They gain barakah from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They gain blessings from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They learn from the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now undoubtedly, if this is their state, imagine the state of their leader. Imagine the state of their beloved, the person who they look up to, the person who they wish to emulate. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when there's a lot of wealth, he would give. And he would continue to give. Not just a small amount, not only a half, but his entire wealth he would give. And even when he had no more wealth, this is the limit, isn't it? To the most generous people you've ever heard of, you've never heard of them going even further. When there was no wealth left, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would borrow money and give. But dear viewers, you know, the limit generally, which you would think was, is there when you have nothing, what can you give? But then a person borrowing to give, this is, Allahu Akbar, this is extraordinary. No doubt about it. I was mentioning the story of Hazrat Bilal radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He says that if somebody was to ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam, if he had nothing, then he would send me to borrow it and then to give it to that person. And then after some time, I would pay that person back, who was not a Muslim at that time, you can say. He approached Hazrat Bilal radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He knew that Hazrat Bilal radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu dealt with the expenses. So he says to Hazrat Bilal, he says that whenever you need to borrow money, rather than going from one person to another person, just come and ask me and I'll give you that money. So this person himself was offering. So Hazrat Bilal radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he thought, you know, that's fine. Then he himself is offering. So I'll take the money from him. And this is what began to happen whenever Rasulullah was asked, and if he did not have any money at the time, he would send Hazrat Bilal anhu to borrow it of somebody, and Hazrat Bilal would take it from this polytheist. He would take it from this person. And when he did take it from this person, and he would regularly take it from this person, then what happened was that person who was ill-minded, that person who, you know, he had his own motives. That person once approached Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu in front of others, and he rebuked him and he said that, you know, you do know that you only have so much time to pay. If you do not pay, it's only 4 days. If you do not pay, then I'll make you my slave. I will do this to you. You know, he all sorts of threats to this Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, naturally he was worried. So he approached Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in his house, and Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he approaches the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he explains his own situation to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him that, "Do not worry." Hazrat Bilal radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he leaves, and after some time, he's called again to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and upon coming to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he sees 4 camels which are fully loaded with wealth. He comes to the blessed court of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells him that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted sustenance, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted this wealth. So, O Bilal, whatever debts there are, go pay them, and whatever is remaining is yours. There wasn't that much money, viewers, which he was indebted to. It was only a little amount that he had to repay. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, everything he had, he would give to Hazrat Bilal radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And it said that once the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wa ala alihi wasallam, when he gave these 4 camels to Hazrat Bilal radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he asked Bilal, "Have you repaid the debt?" He says, "Yes, I've repaid the debt." He says that, "How have you sought benefit from this wealth which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given?" Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that, you know, "I have spent it in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I have given it to the poor, to the destitute, whatever it may have been." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Is there any wealth left?" He says, "Yes, there's some left." And he said that, you know, it was after the time of Aisha Salah, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never spent a night. He never felt comfortable if he was to spend a night and he possessed some sort of wealth. So he says to Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu that whatever you have left, go distribute it out to the poor. One day Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, you know, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is still waiting in the masjid before he goes home. One day, Hazrat Bilal radhiallahu ta'ala anhu, he returns and he says, Ya Rasulullah, I have not found anybody who is poor. Allahu Akbar. That, Ya Rasulullah, I have not found anybody who is poor. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that entire night he did not go home, he remained in the masjid. The next day, again he says to Hazrat Bilal radhiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that, oh Bilal, go give it. And Hazrat Bilal radhiallahu ta'ala anhu, he returns and he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says that you have been relieved. You have been relieved, for I have given it all. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, this was the generosity of the greatest of mankind. The peace of our hearts, our minds, and really you can see, mashallah, the al-masjid, the Masjid al-Nabawi, where the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam is buried, my dear viewers. Look how beautiful, just honestly, if you just look at this place, look how beautiful that place is. And there's nothing which is very, very special about that place. This place which we are seeing, just generally, if you were to just take a look at it, there's not something which is very, very special of the place itself. But when you look at it, it's so beautiful. When you go there, there's so much peace there, there's so much serenity there. This is the blessings of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Where that place used to be a place of, you know, a place of disease, a place of illness. But that same place, my dear viewers, is a place of peace, a place of tranquility, a place of serenity. Really, you can go there, you can enjoy, honestly, just sitting there. You can sit there all day, you love being in that blessed place. This is from the generosity, the beautiful characteristics, and the beautiful attributes of the greatest of mankind, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, one of the sayings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a hadith sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that great individual. Let's listen to our daily hadith sharif, a saying of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
It is mentioned in Tirmidhi, our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, أكمل المؤمنين إيمانا أحسنهم خلقا وخياركم خياركم لنسائهم أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. The most complete in terms of faith are those who have the best character. And خياركم, the best among you, are those who are the best with their women, meaning their wives. So for us it's a lesson that if we want to be the best in terms of Iman, in terms of faith, then we have to adopt good character. Our character, our nature, our behavior should reflect the fact that we have adopted good character and learned from the prophetic way. And another reflection of being good or being among the best is that we are good with the women of our household, or in this respect, the wife. So if a husband is bad to his wife, or does not treat her well in any way, or does not fulfill her right, he cannot be from those who are considered the best among the people. There may be people who are apparently very religious. They have a religious outlook, religious appearance. They seem very good outside, but when they come home, they are completely different people. And it's a lesson for them especially, and for many others generally. Men must learn that true character or good character is seen or reflected outside of the home and within the home as well.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. Dear viewers of Mother Channel, Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, we were speaking about the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. We did have a quick break in between my reviews of Madinah channel, but nevertheless, coming back to our topic, the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now generally, in terms of generosity, a person should be generous, a person should spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when a person does spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, although apparently there is a decrease, in reality there is not a decrease. Why? Because the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam has said that sadaqah does not cause a decrease in wealth. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us that's enough. Sadaqah does not cause a decrease in wealth. Also, when you look at it, you think, you know, if I had 100 pounds, I gave 20 pounds in sadaqah, then now I only have 80 pounds. But my dear viewers, when you do give sadaqah, and those people who give sadaqah, they will realize that over time they are able to give more and more sadaqah. Those who are giving zakat, they realize that each and every single year their zakat is increasing, which shows that by giving this sadaqah, it actually brings about blessings in your wealth, my dear viewers of Madinah channel. But we must understand one thing, that sadaqah, this cannot come from a haram means. A person cannot, you know, rob somebody and justify it by saying, I'm going to give it to the poor. Saying, I'm going to give it in charity. No, my dear viewers. Those people who are earning some sort of haram income, the money they are spending, that which is from a haram income, the money they are spending, there's no blessing in this. The money they spend, there is no blessing on this, within this. The money they claim to give in sadaqah, in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no reward for this. It's not even accepted. And the money that they leave behind, this shall be a means for them to enter the fire of hell, for them to be punished in the fire of hell. My dear viewers, there is no benefit whatsoever in any haram income. So firstly, your income must be halal. And then give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Give in sadaqah, my dear viewers. And Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he would give so much that he said that once 7,000 dirhams were brought to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam laid them on a mat. All of these dirhams, 7,000 on a mat. And he began to distribute them. He began to give them away. And he said that nobody had returned empty handed. Except that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, every single one of those dirhams he had given away. And subhanAllah, I would like to mention a few the couplets of poetry of Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says, Wah, kya jood o karam hai, shahibatuha tera. Nahi sunta hi nahi mangane wala tera. The wah, wah is a sign of astonishment, amazement. That how exquisite, how unique is the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. That whosoever asks from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he never hears an answer which is no. He never hears an answer which is in the negative. And another, that mito malik hi kahunga. Kiho? Maliki habib. Ya'ni mahbuba muhimmin hi mira tera. That I shall continue to call you Master, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? Because you are the beloved of the Master. And between a lover and the beloved, there is no, this is mine, this is yours. Meaning, Ya Rasulullah, everything has been granted to you. Everything has been granted to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the giver, is mu'ti, he's the one who gives in reality. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the qasim, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the one who distributes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of all the worlds, the owner of all the worlds, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives everything. My dear viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, you are watching Rise and Shine, and we have mashallah Azza wa Jalla a guest, our respected Usman Bhai from Malawi, who is joining us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
MashaAllah, Usman Bhai, I hope you are in the best of health. Inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, may Allah Ta'ala bless you and your family. Usman Bhai, straight into our topic. We are speaking about the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. I'm not sure if you were listening previously. We were speaking about the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being superior than that of any other person. You know, superior to what a person would generally even imagine. You know, one thing is to give part of your wealth, which we generally hear of. But to give all your wealth, and even when you don't have nothing left, to borrow it and give it, Usman Bhai. Inshallah, let's hear some words from you. What do you have to say?
Rab hai moti, ye hai qasim.
Allah, Allah.
Ye gusta hai khilate ye hai.
Subhanallah.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the giver. And Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the distributor. And he owns everything. In fact, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, if he wanted, he would easily be able to live a life like a king. He would have mountains of gold, he would have everything. But Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam chose the life of poverty. And in that life of poverty, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam gave such a nasihat, such a practical example of himself towards the ummah. Because if we look at the world now, that there is such a discrimination between rich and poor, and there is a tendency of looking at the poor people with a very low eye, like these people are some other group, or they're from some other planet, and you know, we don't get along with them or something. Even in salah, like you know, that beautiful shayr about Mahmood and Ayaz. Sab mein khade reh gaye Mahmood aur Ayaz, na koi banda raha na koi banda nawaz. That Mahmood and Ayaz, a master and a servant standing in the very same saf, so no one is a slave and no one is the master. But nowadays this thing, although it applies, but even standing in the saf in the masjid, a person will see who he is standing next to. If he's a poor person, or maybe his clothes are not up to the standard, he might be, you know, thinking that, where am I? He will show that feeling of disgust and those expressions of disgust. But Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam practically gave all those examples, how a person should react to the people of his type, to his standard, to those who have less and to those who have more. To those who have more, we do not have to give additional, you know, honor or respect because of the money. And to those who are low, we do not even have to look low at them because they have less money. There was a very beautiful waqia that a woman was there, and she sent her son to a few relatives to get something. So that son went and said that our family is in trouble and I want something. And those family members, it was a non-Muslim lady and the non-Muslim's lady's child. So that family didn't give anything. Then that boy was sent to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Now it was heard that a person who goes to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he gets attracted by him and he ends up accepting Islam. So this boy made it clear, see, I'm here by you, I've come for help, but don't expect me to accept Islam, please. So the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam heard him and asked him whatever the problem was. And when he asked for something, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam just had one shawl with him. He said, okay, you take it. And that boy went, came back to the house. The old lady asked that, what happened? He said that our relatives didn't give anything. But this man called Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he just had one shawl, and that too he gave it to me. But I made it clear to him that I will not accept Islam. The mother said that your own people did not give you anything.
Allah,
but this
Allah.
Person is a stranger, and he gave you, he sacrificed his own stuff for you. So why don't you accept his religion? Why don't you accept him? So they became Muslims, alhamdulillah. This was the, alhamdulillah, generosity and karam of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And this was the very same thing which the Sahaba-i-Karam followed. Abu Bakr Siddiq, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, was wealthy but not as such. But he also gave everything in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu gave everything in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Usman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, subhanallah, a businessman and a very wealthy person, gave everything in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the companions, the friends of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, were also some who were financially weaker, some financially stronger, but all had the very similar passion. Mir al-Sunnat, Damat Barakatum al-Ali said a very wonderful thing, that on the day of judgment, there will be a person who might have given just one dirham, and his generosity will be counted more than that person who has given millions of dirhams.
Allah.
The reason would be because that person who has given 100,000 dirham in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is out of his billions and trillions of dirhams, and that person who gave one dirham was out of his total of two dirhams. So he gave 50% of his wealth. So it's about ikhlas, it's about following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The passion to act upon the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Now Usman, I was just thinking, as you mentioned what Amir al-Sunnah did say, it's actually said that the deen, it survives with the wealth of the poor. Because even from the beginning, it was Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu, he wasn't exactly poor, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu. You know, it said that when he had come to Islam, he had 40,000 dinars or so. And during the Hijrah, he only had approximately 5,000. So he did become poor. Why? Because he gave everything in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it wasn't the rich people that had come to Islam first. It was those people who, they had a little amount, but they would give in the past. And even we see nowadays, Usman bhai, where the rich would give possibly less in comparison to what the poor would give. So alhamdulillah, you know, this is something which we must understand. It's not, if we are not going to give, then that's it, we will halt or we will stop the deen. No, the deen will continue. So yes, by giving to the poor, it also builds that love and affection, doesn't it, Usman bhai? Usman bhai, any last words, inshallah, before we do conclude our today's episode?
I would like to mention a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is also about sadaqah and generosity. And that is in the form of smiling. That to smile is also a sadaqah. So it does not mean that you are a millionaire or a billionaire, then only you can be generous. You can be generous even if your pockets are empty. You can be generous with your akhlaq. Look at the generosity of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that although that generosity was not related to dirhams or dinar or money, but the generosity was such that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam forgave them.
MashaAllah, Usman bhai, jazakallahu khairan, MashaAllah. Just you saying that makes me want to give. I hope it's the same for the audience too. InshaAllah, please, you know, give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You shall benefit in this world and in the akhirah. Usman bhai, jazakallahu khairan for your time. May Allah ta'ala bless you for giving us some time, MashaAllah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. My dear viewers of Madani channel, alhamdulillah, remember that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he possessed the greatest of all characteristics. One, we have spoken about the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To be honest, there was so much more to have been said. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we just must understand that he was the most generous and he is the most generous. We can gain benefit from the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam even to this day. Yes, all the prophets, this is part of our aqeedah, our belief, that all the prophets, they are alive in their graves. Yes, everybody had tasted death, even the prophets have tasted death. But we can still ask from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has given him this authority. Just as he was alive, he was so generous. And even after he has tasted death, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can still give him this authority and has given him this authority to continue to be generous. And subhanAllah, we can gain some of that, inshaAllah, at least share of that. But my dear viewers, we should also try to emulate the blessed actions of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani channel, that's all for now, but continue to watch Rise and Shine. But also try to make Madani channel your channel, the channel that you watch, that you always watch. Whenever you switch on the TV, Madani channel, my dear viewers. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will